with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of fatally shooting a prominent Minnesota state representative and her husband and seriously wounding a state senator and his wife. The indictment handed up Tuesday lists murder, stalking, and firearms charges against Vance Belter. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson says the death penalty is on the table.
Now, this indictment includes a notice of special findings. These special findings are the first step towards seeking the death penalty against defendant Vance Belter. The ultimate decision as to whether to seek the death penalty will not come for several months and will ultimately be decided by Attorney General Bondi with input from the Capital Case Unit in the Department of Justice, along with this office and the victims.
Belter is accused of going to the lawmakers' homes June 14th disguised as a police officer in a fake squad car with lists of other Democratic officials as potential targets. The search for those missing in those catastrophic Texas floods resumes in some areas after a pause for rain.
State officials say 101 people remain missing, including 97 in Kerrville. The July 4th storm killed at least 132, including many children, and most of them in Kerrville, where officials are under scrutiny over warning systems and preparedness. Meanwhile, resident Greg Adkins is hard at work picking through his demolished home.
It's tough, but it's so much better than it could be. I've got so much to be grateful for.
I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 436 points, the NASDAQ rose 37, the S&P declined 24. This is SRN News. A look at what teenagers are saying about social media.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is worried about Christians and other religious minorities in Kyrgyzstan. After two investigators visited the mostly Muslim nation in June, the commission is advising the State Department to place Kyrgyzstan on its special watch list. The legislature there recently passed a new religion law that is seen as a tool for persecuting all non-Muslims. This is SRN News. Inflation rose last month.
Inflation at its highest level in 4 months, as the cost of gas, food, and groceries rose, reversing several months of cooling price pressures. The Labor Department reports consumer prices rose 2.7% in June from a year earlier, up from the annual increase of 2.4% in May. On a monthly basis, prices climbed 0.3% from May to June after rising just 0.1% the previous month. John Scott reporting.
NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang says the technology giant has won approval from the Trump administration to sell its advanced H20 computer chips used for artificial intelligence to China. The company shared the news in a blog post late Monday, and Huang was also speaking about it on China's state-run CGTN television network. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.